William Morrow and Harper Audio present Mercy River, a Van Shaw novel by Glenn Eric Hamilton, performed by R.C. Bray. 1. Neutral ground, the best choice for hostage negotiations, selling stolen goods, and meeting ex-girlfriends. Not that Lucy Boylan and I were on bad terms. Our infrequent conversations had been cautious but sociable. Still, when Lucy had called yesterday and asked to meet, I instinctively suggested venues away from her Pike Place bar and apartment or my usual Capitol Hill haunts. Any other neighborhood in Seattle was open territory. Any neighborhood with an all-night restaurant, that is. Lucy usually finished closing her bar around 2:30 in the morning. That suited me. I was keeping odd hours lately. Which was how I found myself at the Five Point. We cheat tourists and drunks since 1929. At 2 on a Thursday morning, watching as the cafe filled with a staggered and staggering flow of customers kicked out of other joints. I sat at the counter and nursed a pint of Mac and Jacks while I waited, and mused a little more about why Lucy might want to meet. She'd avoided answering the question over the phone. She wasn't looking to get back together. I took that as given, and the fact didn't bother me as much as it might have a few months before. Lucy and I had different goals in life, different perspectives. She wanted to leverage her ownership of the Morgan and the years she'd devoted to it into a very early and very profitable retirement. I understood Lucy's ambition. I might even have shared a piece of that future with her at one time. Lucy had practically grown up running the Morgan with her Uncle Albie and his silent partner, the bar's true owner, my grandfather Dono. Dono had treated the bar less as an investment than as a handy way to launder money from his real profession of stealing art and jewels and any other valuable...